Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest news from WPLN at 3:32. Cookeville Regional Medical Center is filing lawsuits against patients who have failed to pay for services, with more than 2,000 patients getting sued since 2021. Television news station WSNV has been tracking Tennessee nonprofit hospitals that are taking part in that highly scrutinized business practice. A statement from the hospital reads in part, quote, "As Putnam County's only emergency room and an independent community-owned hospital, we have a responsibility to remain financially sustainable so we can continue serving our neighbors in the region." Fisk University's campus radio station got its start as a place where radical voices could find a home on Nashville's airwaves. It evolved to be a space for celebrating jazz music, and now its audio archives have been preserved by a national project that celebrates the broadcast arms of America's historically black colleges. The HBCU Radio Preservation Project digitized nearly 400 hours worth of material and collected several oral histories from people involved in Fisk's station, including the original faculty sponsor, Dr. Lucius Outlaw. In his telling, Outlaw says the station started at a time when Fisk was a hotbed of learning about challenging and, at times, revolutionary ideas.
There was no fear that this retribution from doing it. So it is this kind of place. And so the radio station is just continuing that kind of openness and exploration with a kind of attitude.
The original call letters were WRFN for Radio Free Nashville. Outlaw says it aired discussions with activists, speakers who came to the campus, and music that commercial radio stations considered too political to air. From the start, Outlaw and another faculty member also used the station to share music from their extensive collection of jazz albums, including esoteric free jazz that didn't have another home on local radio. Over time, that became the station's primary focus, and in 2012, its name was changed to Jazzy 88. The digitized materials have been returned to the Fisk University Library. They are now archived and available to researchers.